Hey, everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. It is the 18-minute, and that is short, podcast for the Spa Industry Association. You know me. I'm Alan Scher. They tell me I'm the fearless leader of our 70,000 members around the globe. I don't know how many actually listen, but I have a very dear friend with me today, and it's Friday, so I can say Shabbat Shalom to her. Most of you will know Tara Grojesk. She is the founder of Tara Spa Therapy. She's a VP at Earthlight Wellness Products. She's also a co-founder, sort of emeritus, although you never get away from it, of GSN Green Spa Network. How's that, Tara, for a mouthful?
It is a mouthful.
Did I get it covered correctly, all of it?
You did. Well, maybe give a clue to how old I am.
Well, you're 29 or 39. We all know that, so It's no big deal. We just, before we started talking, we had the conversation about you traveling in the time of coronavirus here, and that you went skiing, and we talked about airplanes and stuff. And I said to you, because it's so true, because a lot of people I know are still traveling, which is, I don't really fear airports. I don't fear the airplanes. They're probably cleaner now than they have ever been in our entire travel life. It's the car, the gas station, the takeout restaurant, and all the other ancillary people, but you went to Colorado and Utah and you came back and you look perfectly fine and healthy, and you guys had a great trip over the holidays, right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I do feel like sometimes it's a little bit of playing roulette and wondering, you know, I'm exposed, you know, the exposure that I'm increasing my chances, but I do try to travel very conscientiously, and there's always a risk involved. There's no doubt there's a risk involved. But so, you know, with that said, I do it very conscientiously. And so far I have been okay. I don't want to jinx myself.
No. Well, listen, frankly, I think everyone I see is wearing masks and stuff. I mean, you ask me the same way other people do. How do you get it? And I answer the same way when people say, have you been around anyone with COVID? Unknown. I traced back. I wasn't even around a lot of people, and I traced back and I couldn't figure out who I was. And then you told me Big Jim Chenevé got it as well, right? So people get it. We recover through it. And I have to tell you, right now I'm reading, I think his name's Frank, but it's Frank Nestor. He wrote a book on breathing.
Mm-hmm.
It is an amazing, for anyone who has not read it, should be a must pick up. I've started my 5.5 second in and out breathing, and I didn't realize we don't breathe like that. Like, you have to get your brain wrapped and your body wrapped around proper breathing.
That's right. Well, that's music to my ears, Alan, because I started, you know, years ago, I started out as a structural body worker and then an Ayurvedic practitioner before I got into the spa industry. And I studied pranayama with a doctor from India who specialized in breath exercise and what breath exercise specifically to treat different respiratory conditions. It was very fascinating. And now here today, we're starting to talk about breath again. And I'm super excited about that because it is really important, not only because COVID impacts, you know, the respiratory system, but it moves our vital energy. It moves our life force.
And you know what's interesting about it, Tara? All of a sudden, like, I might forget I'm doing it. Then all of a sudden it snaps in my head and I start trying to breathe 5.5 in, 5.5 out, 5.5 per minute, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, when you read some of the stories he wrote about people who are also doing I don't have the book in front of me. It's like the tumult breathing where you do that super heavy breathing and guy can go for a walk barefoot through the ice for an hour and a half and he doesn't get frostbitten. His temperature is not elevated and his blood is flowing clean. I don't need medical double blind studies to understand the thousands of years of validity to breathing correctly.
That's right. And one other thing exciting, Alan, is that, you know, in being a part of Earthlight Company now during COVID, you might have heard, but we took the pregnancy cushion, you know, in the prone position, and we started sending that to medical doctors and hospitals that were treating COVID. And because there are there's a certain group of doctors that's advocating prone position for respiratory therapy to minimize the chances of having to be put on a respirator, because when you're in the prone position, the backside of your lungs can expand more easily, more fully. So like, this is super exciting stuff. So what I did, the reason why I want to tell you about that, because I envision that in spas one day soon, you know, when we feel comfortable being together in the same room in the yoga studio, we will have prone cushions for breath exercise.
That, it sounds counterintuitive. If you're prone, which is face down, if people don't know, aren't you compressing the lungs?
Well, this cushion is contoured, so there's not a compression of the chest.
Got it. Okay.
It's very contoured and comfortable, but it's the backside of lungs. If you think about it, everything you've got on the front side of your body, you know, puts pressure on the lungs, more pressure on the lungs, and the backside has greater ability to expand.
Yeah, I like that idea. That's right, because I forgot those are kind of zero gravity based cushions, so they're going to take the pressure off. Because when I read about COVID, and it talks about not sleeping on your chest at minimum on your side or stuff so that you're not compressing, but a bed is not your cushion. So I get that. But anyways, I'm infatuated now with doing different breathing techniques, and it's just become part of my day. And I can't tell you, I feel different, but I metaphysically feel different when I all of a sudden go, oh, okay, stop doing that. Get your chest up and start breathing, right? Correct posture, open. But the whole story about how starting a million years ago, when people used to have larger noses and bigger air passages and stronger cheekbones. Yeah. And then the minute we hit the 1700s with processed food, everything starts shrinking down. And I can't remember the food guy's name. He's written a bunch of books on food, but he always says, stay out of the middle of the grocery store, because that's where all the processed food, eat the outside of the grocery
on the perimeter. Yes.
Pollen. Something pollen.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
No. Can't remember his name, but it's pollen. And it's also a great book on not eating junk, but I will sidebar here. I love M&M peanuts. So there might be some junk food I'm not going to get away from in my in my life. Okay, couple different things I want to talk to you about as we solve the world's problems here too. I have seen all the PR everywhere that you rebranded Tara Spa, and it looks so cool and up to date. So can you address that for a minute and tell our listeners about the new Tara Spa therapy?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, Alan. You sent some really nice accolades to me. I really appreciate that. You know, it was like birthing a baby, right? I thought, oh, we have a product line. All we have to do is, you know, redesign the outer packaging. I knew it was going to be challenging and tedious, but it was like birthing a baby all over again. But super exciting for us, because we were long overdue, and we definitely feel that we hold our position as a legacy brand, you know, been in the industry for over 30 years and very well established, very well respected. We're very proud of that, but we really needed to bring our image, you know, the outer packaging image up to snuff, and worked with a beautiful, brilliant designer in New York City. And so I would just say that the quality of our products, you know, not much has changed. We've increased our organic content and organic formulas, so they're even cleaner and purer and better. But it's more about the impression that people get from the visual when it sits on the shelf in the spa boutique and when they take it home. We want it to be eco, again, still eco chic, right? Eco luxury. We've always had that message. We're not straying from that. We're not straying from our values and our principles in terms of quality and integrity, but we just are giving it an updated, clean, contemporary, modern apothecary look. So we've gotten rave reviews from, you know, our people in the industry. And, you know, it's just it's a good affirmation that we're on the track to refresh. And I don't want to say reinvent, but really refresh and revive.
Okay, let me recap a few things. Then I want to ask you about your favorite products out of the out of the line as well. So we know this with rebranding, because, you know, a lot of spas in our facilities, they have their own brand line as well. And you know that the minute they think about rebranding, they do the, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't even know where to start with that, because it is, like you said, birthing a baby. It's not as simple as I'm changing the outside of the packaging, because you can't fool people, nor should you be attempting to do it anymore. So I know you guys did the deep dive, and I give you kudos for that as well. How was working with a designer? It's been a long time since I've done that. Give me the 30 seconds on how you find a miracle designer.
Well, first I want to just say that the process is really a reevaluation. You reevaluate every single thing, every dot, every I, every T, the ingredients, how you describe it, because this is your chance. Is it aligned with your message and what you want to convey and communicate? And is it true and authentic? Like, every single thing has to be reevaluated. So it's a really, real reckoning with, you're not just slapping on a new label. You really have to ask yourself, why do we have this product? And so I think it's an incredible process for any company to do. Finding a designer is very, very difficult. Actually, a friendly competitor gave me the references. I did my own research and they ended up matching up. So I was like, okay, I know I'm on track. But I think that it's very difficult because, you know, those expenses can go super, super steep. And we're a small boutique company, even though we're in the Earthlight family now, you know, we still have managed resources. So I think you have to do your due diligence, honestly.
Tara, when you talked to the designer and you said, this is what I'm thinking, here's kind of some drawings, and they came back to you, did they come back to you and you saw something and went, oh my God, that is so close?
It's funny. No, not really. It's funny. Like, my dream was like, oh, they're going to just like totally wow me and surprise me. I don't want it to be bound to my vision. I want them to think out of the box for me. And they did do that. But you know what was so great, Alan, is that we found someone that I could work with, that it was a back and forth. It was like my input was respected, and I happened to have an artistic background. So my input was respected, and it was a real flow back and forth. And that process, not everyone works that way, right? And not everyone wants to work that way. But yeah. You know, this opportunity allowed me to hold true to my vision too.
Very cool. Okay, next thing, I heard you say that people remember you for your quality and your ethics, and you have always operated that way. We could talk about all the things you've done at GSN and how you fought greenwashing and all the other stuff. Frankly, I don't think that worked. People are too smart today. There's too much information around for you to BS them about being green. But I'm really curious about the part with organic content, because you know, when I ran New Life and Lotus Touch and we birthed a organic naturals part, it was a whole new world of things for me. But I know you have a little deeper dive into that. So talk about organic content and why that's important.
Yeah. So good question. We've always had organic ingredients in our formulas, but now we were able to elevate the percentages. Some are 100% organic, some are 98%, 97, 85, you know, it varies. So, you know, when the consumer says, is your line all organic? It's kind of like a very broad brushstroke, because you can have wild crafted herbs that are not certified organic. They're grown in the wild and harvested in the wild that are very pure, and they're not third party certified. So the question for a decision maker or a consumer is not, is it all organic, but show me the integrity, you know, and the credibility of this product line or the formulas.
Right.
So what we did is we increased our organic content and wildcrafted ingredients and things like that. But the main thing for us, our objective is eliminating, minimizing preservative systems, minimizing fillers and stabilizers and all of that. And so, our objective, yes, we use USDA certified organic ingredients. We formulate according to EcoCert standards or above. But I think, you know, when you look at a line, you just can't, you know, broad brushstroke that, is it all organic? You really have to look at the, like, deeper in the surface and understand the values and principles that that brand. Yeah.
And Tara, a lot of people forget when they say, is it all organic? I've always reminded people, if something's all organic, you got to leave it in the refrigerator for a couple of weeks and then toss it out if you don't use it. So it's all organic. There's so many words behind the words. It's just incumbent upon people to read your literature and get smart and educate themselves. So it's funny that you mentioned that. So I have two notes here. You know, our friend Brian Paris started... You just went through this. I had the echo dioxide. Yeah. He's doing a cleaning something, but I remember him talking to me about the labeling and the being green and the blah, blah, blah. And secondly, I just got a shipment from this company. She's in Ojai called Pure Wild Co. Mm-hmm. And she's doing marine collagen infused drinks. In fact, Kathy's going to make me go to the store because they sent me the liquor menu for it too. And mezcal is for one of the drinks. And we don't have mezcal in the house. But again, what I was going to say is, like you said, using those words, she calls it wild harvested. So for a lot of people, it's like, okay, what does that mean? I got to figure it out now and figure out what it is.
That's very different. Yeah. Wildcrafted is very different than cultivated.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left, but I want to talk about Earthlight and Living Earth Christ. You guys have always been, as you know, some of my favorites. I try and talk to Erica Coble, and she is too damn busy and only gets back to me like 4 days later.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm teasing, but things are really cooking again in our industry, aren't they?
Yes. Well, it's been very exciting for us. I feel like, you know, our company at large, Earthlight, with our family of brands of Living Earth Crafts and Tara Spa Therapy and Continuum Pedicure and Strong Light, you know, we just rallied as like never before, right, to respond to the needs of our industry related to COVID situation. So we innovated new products. We're providing new product equipment and supplies that relate to COVID response, and we're really, really proud of those accomplishments. You know, on the product side of things, you can imagine, in California, the spas were closed for so long, then they opened briefly, then they were closed again, and then many spas are operating between 20 and 50% capacity. But what I am seeing, which is really exciting for me, because I've been carrying this flag for a long time, but you know, we've been talking about wellness in our industry for how many years, right? And you know, but what is really delivering authentic wellness programs? So I'm really excited to see that spas are coming to us saying, you know, we want, we really need to up our game in terms of our wellness offerings. And for Tara Spa Therapy, you know, for our division, this is music to our ears, because we have been at the forefront of that movement for, you know, since our inception. So it's very rewarding that people are looking at this COVID situation as, you know, really reflecting and taking care of themselves. The self-care, you know, whole thing that's happening with this is so important.
We have been with Tara Grotesque today. She is Tara Spa Therapy. She is Earthlight Wellness. She is Green Spa Network. She's also a good friend of mine, and I love her to death. Tara, we covered a lot of subjects today, okay? We covered your line. We covered Earthlight and Living Earth Craft. We talked about skiing. We went from California and Arizona to Colorado and Utah. I'd call that a pretty darn good day. Thank you a ton for spending time with me and my listeners today.
Thank you so much, Alan. Love you lots. Big hugs.
You too, right back at you. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.